Today at Quiet Enum, 18th of April. Greetings, everyone. We're so happy. We're having a beautiful day here at Quiet Enum. And we have a question. This is a controversial question, but with an easy explanation, is why aren't women allowed in temples and shrines when they're having their monthly cycle? It's because of the blood. It does not only apply to women, it would apply to men also if they had cut their foot or cut their hand or children maybe cut their finger. They wouldn't be allowed into the shrine or the temple. Why is this? This is because every good situation or spiritual situation has a negative situation around it. And they're called asuras. These are low-minded astral people that are attracted by blood. They're not attracted by fruit and flowers as the high-minded devas and gods are. I hope this answers that question. Hinduism is very reasonable, and this is not only practiced in Hinduism, but in Shinto religion, Buddhism, and all through Asia. It's well understood. Many people are running away from situations without facing those situations. They spend time and energy, even denying that they exist. And these kinds of people try to meditate to get away from something. That is not a positive kind of meditation. Now, what do I mean by running away from situations? Situations between people and people. Mental arguments with people that can never be won. Holding hard feelings against other people without letting them go and realizing that it's all in the experience of life itself. Whatever happens to us is our own creation. I've said this so many, many times over the last 50 years, and it's amazing. To understand intellectually is very different than to understand experientially. We have to experience for ourselves the law of karma. But to run away from a situation without solving the situation, without making amends, without harmonizing the prana flow of energy between us and others or between us and ourselves is detrimental, because it creates more karma. Now, in a small village in India, it's impossible to run away from a situation, but in a large country like the United States, you can move to another city, get a whole new group of friends, and start life all over anew. Pack away the problems in the subconscious mind and wait for them to re-manifest. Because that which was not solved is still festering within the mind and will remanifest, just given a little bit of time and under the right circumstances. And those of you who this applies to in cyberspace, listen again and again and again. And if you do speak another language, listen to this message in your own language. We'll be back again tomorrow at our cyberspace ashram. So happy that you clicked that button and tuned in today. Om Namah Shivaya.